Certainly. Starting with Ms. Marshall Harris, the clarification is schools are not used as long-term shelters. They are for immediate impact because of some challenges with other state structures that are on the disaster listing. However, again, the NEMA construct has a housing and shelter committee, and we're following the passage of the storm. There's any reason for damage to a person's home, then the state takes responsibility or assists with relocation, either to support to family and putting social protection support such as food vouchers and other things into that household so that the family can absorb their own, or in unique cases, they move into medium to long-term shelter arrangements, which may be at hotels, guest houses, or rented properties in that regard. So they are, we're in communities where there are challenges with access, again, because we need, our shelter guidelines indicate that you must provide adequate spacing to for male, female, family, and then you also have access, wheelchair and others for versus to physically access the space. So as we expand on our accommodation for those, some schools in areas where the main shelter, which predominantly are community centers, may be under repair or not available, the schools are added, but again, only as pre-strike or short-term. So once they pass, once the hurricane passes, they are removed. Every effort is made to remove them so that we can return children to a sense of normalcy and school in keeping with the Return to Happiness program, which is also a UNICEF initiative. So we'll just clarify in relation to the time frame. School, schools are not used as long-term shelters. They are pre-strike and immediately post. To the representative from Ethiopia, yes, we can share from our Facebook page the communications that are done in Spanish and sign language to ensure that information is shared on those. The water shortages and closure of schools, the clarification provided is that across the Federation, again, with climate change and issues with water capture and getting it to sources, our Water Services Department does regular maintenance. And in some communities, when the maintenance schedule impacts schools, then they are closed or adjusted school hours. All right. The UNICEF project we spoke about has already happened. It is our early childhood centers and our primary schools and some secondary schools do have the emergency water tanks on compound to provide relief in the short term. However, as you know, the region is experiencing drought and all these other complications. Rainfall numbers decrease. And so, yes, we have had circumstances where schools have to, but I think they continue with the COVID response of online learning. We have the one-to-one laptop initiative where students are issued state devices by the state to let them be connected even when they're not in physical classes. But every effort is made to return water to those areas and those schools so that students can have in-person instruction. Yeah. Thank you.